This is an IELTS Energy podcast. Two idioms examiners favor.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Learn two idioms with the word favor that the IELTS examiner will love and find out how to enter our survey contest. We're giving away $1,000 in prizes. Don't miss it.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
I am so excited. We have a huge announcement, you guys. We are giving away $1,000 worth of prizes. Did you know about this?
I didn't. I'm just finding out with you guys. I'm so excited. I love prizes. This is so fun.
It's so cool, you guys. So we would love to know more about you. We are starting our planning for 2023, and we need to know what you need. What are your problems? What do you need English for? How can we help you? So we have a very short survey, and if you complete this survey before December 31st, you could win one of so many prizes. Okay, so $1,000 worth of prizes, like I said. 10 people are going to get 3 months of free All Ears English transcripts, and 5 lucky people are going to get a 15-minute meet and greet with the host of your choice. It could be me, could be Aubrey, could be Lindsay, could be Michelle, whoever you want to meet, you get to talk to them for free. So definitely, guys, so many people are going to win. Go to allearsenglish.com/survey to fill that out. Now, I'm going to remind you about that again at the end of today's episode, but first, we have some vocab to teach you.
Yes, some good vocab, but I'm so excited about that. I love when we give away the 15-minute meet and greets there because our listeners are just the best, and it's so fun to be able to meet and chat with you guys, practice speaking English together. I love it, so I'm excited for you guys to win.
So fun.
Awesome. Okay, so let's dive into this vocab. We're giving you two idioms that are so great for IELTS speaking using the word favor. We're going to share how you can use them, give you example sentences. This is so useful for IELTS speaking.
So I hope you caught this, guys. The reason why we're teaching you these idioms is because we're asking you for a favor to fill out this survey to help us out. But again, we will give you prizes also. So here's the first one. Fortune favors the bold. Now, I feel like this could also be used in writing. It's one of those rare formal idioms, right, that can be used anywhere on the IELTS exam. What does that mean? Fortune favors the bold.
Yeah, it means that if you are brave and take risks, you'll get rewarded. And it's actually very high-level vocabulary because most students know that the noun favor means to do something for someone, but not a lot of students know that you can use favor as a verb in this way. So totally. If you use this, band nine, I'd be so impressed.
Because there's every word in there is amazing, right?
Right.
Fortune, instead of saying good luck, right? Or success, favors as a verb, as you noted. And then bold is a high level adjective, meaning brave risk takers. Like everything in here is amazing. So, okay, what could be an example of how students could use this on the test? What do you think?
Yeah, if you guys are moving abroad and you're talking about why, how you want to improve your life, this would be fantastic to say, I am a little nervous. This is kind of a scary change, but fortune favors the bold. So I got to go for it.
Totally. Oh, I would love to hear a student use that on the IELTS speaking test. It's so good. Write that down, you guys. All right. Here is the second idiom. Remember, pause this episode and go to allearsenglish.com/survey to fill that out. It's just a few minutes. Okay. Here's the next idiom. The cards are stacked in someone's favor, or the cards are stacked in something's favor. What does that mean?
This is interesting because it's referring to cheating at cards, right? If a dealer is cheating for someone playing for cards, they're going to change the stack of the deck, right? Mm-hmm. And so then we use this idiomatically to say that someone or something will likely be successful because of a favorable situation, just like that dealer is making a more favorable situation for their friend maybe playing cards, that we use this idiomatically to have nothing to do with card playing. And right. So this would be so good for IELTS speaking too.
That's such a good explanation, Aubrey. I think that was really clear.
Oh, well, thank you, Jessica.
All right, here's an example sentence you could use on the test, guys. I have a great job, but the cards were really stacked in my favor. I was lucky enough to go to the best university, and my mom has lots of business connections. So, it's kind of a long example, but I really wanted to show you guys the meaning of the idiom, right? Like, that whole situation means that I had a good chance to succeed. Right?
Yeah, like, some privilege, right? A great situation that set you up for success. And keep in mind, you can absolutely use this in the negative. If you were, you know, if the cards weren't stacked in your favor, if you say, we kind of struggled when I was younger, the cards were not stacked in my favor, but nevertheless, I succeeded. That also is a great way to use it.
You know what? I actually think that's easier to use it as a negative, right? So anything, guys, that you've worked hard for, anything that you have succeeded at, despite struggle, despite challenges, you could use this, right? I went to university, even though the cards were not stacked in my favor. Nobody in my family has gone to college. That's true.
Yes. And I often find myself adding the word exactly. So you guys could listen for this when you hear.
Yeah.
Right. I would say, like, the cards were not exactly stacked in my favor and I still made it. Right.
Totally. All right, guys, we would love to do topics that you need more of on this show and All Ears English. So tell us how we can help you. What else do you want us to do on IELTS Energy that could help you pass the test, help you move on to your dreams in English? Fill out the survey, guys. Let us know. And you could win one of so many prizes, $1,000 worth of prizes, guys. So fill out the survey. It only takes a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/survey.
Awesome. So fun. I will see you guys in those fun 15-minute chatting sessions if you choose me. I'm not offended if you don't, but I would love it if you do.
Be like, Aubrey, that's presumptuous.
Yeah, a little bit. You guys have a choice, so I understand if you don't pick me. We're all
secretly,
fun.
Secretly, I know I'm your favorite.
Secretly,
so that's what
we
I
know
felt
what's
like
happening
you were
here.
Saying. Guys, please watch this bonus on YouTube. We're like hilarious. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Aubrey, I'll see you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Jessica. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.